Coach's Insight continues here on Care 93.7 as we continue to talk more Hill Mount Academy basketball. And now joined by boys head coach, that is Brad Kunicki. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, big win on a Tuesday night and a couple of victories in a row after a loss to Jeff County North last week. You got a win over McLouth, and then Tuesday got it done at Oskaloosa, 57-25. And, you know, you just look back at these last couple of games. How do you feel like the team's been performing?
We've been doing really well. Considering the fact for the last several games, we haven't had everybody around, you know, between injuries and being sick and stuff like that, we've been kind of, you know, throwing different guys in there, and it's been working out really well for us so far. Giving us a chance to see some of the other young guys that are, you know, going to play next year. We put some freshmen in there. We put some sophomores in there. Bowden Korbelik is playing really well right now. We put Bennett Wilkes in there. And we're going to do the same thing tomorrow night. You know, we've got some people sick, got some people injured, and we're just going to kind of throw things together. But our last game, the Oski game, was probably the best game we've played all year. We scored more points in that game than any other game that we've played. The points we've given up was the lowest amount of points we've given up in any game. Highest shooting percentage. You know, there's a lot of positives coming from that. And we didn't have Lance and Taylor, who's been our point guard for most of the year. He's injured. And we didn't have Samuel Pyche, who's our leading scorer, leading rebounder. A lot of stuff for us. He's injured, didn't have him there. So it was an opportunity for the younger guys to step in and show us what they could do. And I think that's going to carry on for the rest of the season. You know, we've got some of these guys that are injured that probably won't be back maybe until Sub-State.
Yeah, and just three games left. You'll have a ball game tomorrow night with Horton at home and then closing it out next week with a couple of games against Pleasant Ridge and Jackson Heights. Want to get your thoughts on the Sub-State and, you know, you take a look at the Valley Falls Sub-State in Class 2A. Of course, the Dragons still undefeated, holding that top spot. Jeff County North has seemed to kind of wrap up that two seed, but you guys are sitting right there in that top four right now, trying to jockey for that maybe number three seed in the Sub-State, and obviously every win is going to be crucial down the stretch to try to cement that and get your team the best opportunity. What's your overall take on the Sub-State?
I think if we win tomorrow night against Horton, I think we can wrap up that third seat. And that's kind of where we want to be. If we would happen to lose against Horton, the way it looks, I don't think we're going to be any worse off than fourth. So at least we're going to get a first-round game at home, which would be great. And, you know, with Jackson Heights, Horton, Riverside, you know, you just don't know how all those other pieces are going to fit in. But we're setting our sights on Horton tomorrow night. You know, even though we're not going to have everybody there, I think we've got a good game plan set for tomorrow night. And hopefully our younger guys can step up and we can get away with that victory and get that third seed at Sub-State.
Yeah, and Horton, this will be the third go-around with them. You saw them back in early January. That was a three-point win for your team, and then you saw them in the midseason tournament as well. That was also a three-point win for your team. And, you know, Horton's been a team that's battled all year, the record maybe not indicating, you know, how talented of a team they are and how competitive they are night in and night out. And it's hard to certainly beat a team three times in one year, and you have the opportunity to do that. What's kind of the expectation for this third go-around?
Well, you know, I look for another game like that, you know, another 3-4-point game. Hopefully it'll go our way, but we're going to have to count on different players to step up for us. You know, they're a tough rebounding team. They're big inside. They got some quick guards and everything. And they present not only a lot of trouble for us, but they present a lot of trouble for other teams as well. It's a team you just don't want to overlook. And I know their record isn't really strong, but they are a very competitive team and a very capable team of beating anybody any night. And we're, like I said earlier, we're just going to have to rely on some new faces to get it done for us. And luckily the game's at home, so maybe the game being at home and the other guys being excited about getting more floor time, who knows what's going to happen. It's going to be fun either way.
That is Brad Kunicki. That is the boys basketball coach at Moore Hill Mounts Academy joining us here, presented by Amberwell Health. His team can lock up the three seed in the Valley Falls Sub-State potentially with a win tomorrow night at home against Horton, and then a couple games next week to wrap up the regular season with Pleasant Ridge and Jackson Heights. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night against Horton, and we'll do it one more time next week.
All right, thank you.